I'd also like to add a New Testament verse that connects those points that were just mentioned. Brother Chris mentioned Hebrews 4 verse 12, and then Tony, you mentioned the story with Ehud. And in 1 John chapter 2 verse 14, the Apostle John said, "I've written unto you young men." Young men here are suggesting those of spiritual vigor, spiritual strength. It says, because you're strong, young men, because you're strong, and the word of God abideth in you. And you mentioned the fact that the word of God, that there's a two-edged sword, so it starts, the word of God should start with us first. We apply it to ourselves. It abides in us. And then it says, and you have overcome the world. So when the word of God abides in us as young men, meaning we first apply the word to ourselves practically, because here the sword of the Spirit has to do with using the word of God in the energy of the Spirit. And you can only use the word of God in the energy of the Spirit if it is resonant in us. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against thee. In Psalms 119. And it says here, because you have the word resident in you, now you have the ability to overcome the world. So you mentioned, you talk about hand-to-hand combat. And, you know, we have to come to the realization and the conclusion that when it comes to this spiritual battle that we're in, it talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. This is really hand-to-hand combat. And we have to be equipped with the strategies, with the word in a real way, so that we can truly fight the enemy. So it says here, the only way we're going to be able to overcome the enemy, the wicked one, is that we have the word resident in us, and now we can fight this battle. It's different fighting from a distance versus hand-to-hand combat, where you have to grapple. You have to have upper body strength. You have to have the ability. We talk about movements. You have to have those. You have to have strategy. So here it is important that we have the ability to apply the word of God first to ourselves, and secondly, now we can apply it to the enemy effectively.
I would like to come to your question, why is it the sword, or if you want to take it as a dagger? The only weapon in a battle that is ever used constantly is that aspect. It's always usable. The other aspects of the warfare, you might not be able to use them constantly. Whether the spear, whether the arrow, whether... they are beautiful study if you look at it from all perspective in the scripture of all the weapons that were used. The only one that you can use constantly and stay and remains with you is the sword. And that's why it is the word of God. It is always applicable. It's always usable. Whatever you are, whatever the circumstance, whatever the temptation, whatever difficulties one is going through, it's always usable, it's always there. And it is the only time, if I'm not mistaken, brethren, correct me, that is Ephesians that gives us what the word of God is. Sword, and chapter 5, water. So how wonderful to see that it has this aspect of, it is the word of God, it is something that we use, we need to know how to handle. We don't want to use the sword in relationship to what Peter used it. Sometimes we are so quick, we chop ears, we hurt people rather than do what is right as far as God is concerned. So I'm very thankful that the Spirit of God will bring that aspect to teach me that the Word of God is always available. And that's why Brother Tony earlier reminded us of that verse, "Thy word have I hid." It's always there, and it's usable and applied to whatever the circumstances of life are.
It's interesting you said that it doesn't, it's always with you. If you think about it, you never ever throw a sword. Because if the enemy gets it in real life combat, he picks it up and stabs you. You never throw it like a spear, you always gotta keep holding on to it.
And it is the sword of the Spirit. And I think that it is connected with the Spirit of God, because otherwise I could take a verse out of context.
Right.
So it is important that when the scripture is being applied, it will be applied under the power of the Spirit of God. I need to understand how the scripture, because Satan used it. He took a verse from Deuteronomy and he threw it at the Lord. So what we need to realize, especially we said earlier about protection, that Satan could use the word of God. He changed himself to an angel of light. And we need to be very careful for what we listen to, because that word of God, if it's not used under the authority of the word of God, it will cause a lot of harm. So it is the sword of the Spirit. Spirit of God have to do it.
Now, I was just going to bring a verse for you, brother, guys, to look into them. There is a verse that always helped us as young people in James chapter 3. Mm. Submit. It starts with submitting. You know, it's not I have the word and, you know, we boss, we can use it. It doesn't work this way. Submit yourself to God. Mm. It starts with submission, willingness to submit. If you connected earlier yesterday with the Lordship. So that's how you submit first. Resist the devil. So this is where the word of God, the sword comes. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. We want to resist the devil first. It doesn't work this way. First we have to take the process that I'm willing to submit to the Lordship, to submit to his rights, and thus the Spirit of God could help me with that sword to resist the devil and he shall flee from me. Sorry.
Just to add, but from yesterday you mentioned about studies. The Spirit of God will help us remember what we studied, and he's only going to help us remember what we studied. And the same thing with the Word of God. He's only going to be able to bring things to our remembrance, as the Lord told the disciples. He'll bring, and yes, just by application, the Lord said, he'll bring it all things to your remembrance. Mm-hmm. He'll teach us all things. Mm-hmm. He'll guide us into all truth. This is why the Lord requested the Spirit of God come. But he's only going to bring things to our remembrance that we've already studied, that we're familiar with, that we allow him to then take and remind us of it when we forget it. He'll remind us of it and then allow us to apply it in the circumstance that we're in. So, you know, this doesn't come by osmosis. We have to be in the Word.